Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful morning. So, let's get the elephant out of the room first off. So, it's been about 13 days since we did a podcast. So, basically 2 weeks off of doing a podcast. And it wasn't necessarily that I didn't have time to do the podcast. I was just trying to get my shit together. You know what I mean? I've been really busy with work and school and a couple other things, and I've just been really busy, and I finally just snapped, and I said, you know what, I'm going to focus on me. And one of the reasonings for that was because I can't really tell y'all how to be better and how to do better if I'm crashing, you know what I mean? Like, I can't sit there and say, oh, your life is going to be so much better if you do this, if I'm fucking laying in the corner crying like a little bitch. I wasn't doing that, but I'm just saying, as an example, like, you're not going to go to a dude living on the street and say, how do you become a millionaire, right? Because you're going to go to Bill Gates and say, how do you make money? So I knew that I had to take some time off from the podcast and just get my shit together. Now, is it all together yet? No. But I figured I would do a podcast and explain why you hadn't heard from me in 2 weeks and haven't seen a new podcast in 2 weeks. Because I was working on getting my shit in order. You know, I was getting all my schoolwork caught up. Like, this is the last. I have 2 more weeks of school and I graduate. So, the last 2 weeks of a bachelor degree is ahead of me, and so it's a lot of work. You know, I'm trying to get everything turned in and all that good stuff. And then also I got my normal job. Big changes. And then yesterday, the day before yesterday, I signed up for this new gym that I found, and I haven't been to a gym in like years, let me tell you. So yesterday was my first day going, and it's this really high-tech gym, like no shit. It costs more than the other gyms, but you have a personal trainer, and yesterday was my first day, and He's like, all right, you're going to do all these exercises, all these machines. And I'll tell you, it's the first time I've worked out legs in like 10 years. No shit. I've done exercise in, abs, arms, whatever. But I've always just said, screw legs. And day one, let's do legs. Like it was so painful. But we did legs, back, and chest. I was like, dude's trying to kill me. But it was good. It was good. So you have this little, I guess like ID card, but it's just a RFID card. So you just scan it. So you have a computer at the beginning of each section of the gym. You scan the card and you can see, and your trainer puts together a schedule for you. And so you scan the computer and see what's the next exercise on your schedule. And it tells you which machine, how many reps, blah, blah, blah. Then you go over to the machine, scan your card on the machine itself, and it auto-adjusts to your size and weight. So you sit down, scan your card, it auto-adjusts to you, and then you do it, and it keeps track of your reps. And then when you're done, it's on the system. So when you go back to the computer to see what your next exercise is, all your information from the previous exercise is already there. It's really high-tech. I've never seen a... it's basically no free weights. it's all these insane looking machines that target specific muscle groups. Like you exercise, you separate all your muscle groups out very specifically, and that's basically each machine. It was like the ab machine though was crazy. Like I was just too stupid to use it. I was trying to figure it out. Like I mean, he was standing there, and he's like grabbing my head and like, keep your head there and do this and do this. And I'm just like, dude. And he's like, how is it? And I'm like, I'm trying to concentrate. Oh, it was good times. And what was supposed to be like 30 minutes to an hour was turned out to be an hour and a half workout. So, good times. We're gonna, I got another meeting with the trainer, or another workout with the trainer on Friday morning. So, I'm only gonna do 3 days a week to start, which should be fine because the other 4 days in the week I'm gonna be recovering. But I'm trying to get me on track, you know what I mean? Yeah, this high tech gym, yeah, it costs money. But I'm investing in myself. See, I'm more likely to if I pay for a gym where it's just up to me and I go in and work out by myself and whatever, then most likely I'm just gonna there's gonna be many days where I just say fuck it and don't go. But in this case, I have actual appointments with the trainer, so I don't fucking miss it. Because if I have an appointment with you, then I ain't gonna miss it. That's simple. There are no questions asked. I'm gonna be there. But if it's just if I'm only letting myself down, then I will. But if it's gonna let someone else down, then I won't. And that's just, I mean, that's stupid. Obviously, you should know you shouldn't be letting yourself down, but I do. I mean, the fact is the fact, you know? So, other than that, that's it. That's life. So that's basically why there hasn't been a podcast in 2 weeks. School. Trying to finish up the last 2 weeks. I got two more weeks, so the podcast is going to be pretty much on hold until mid-December. I will do podcasts when I can, like this morning, but I can't guarantee anything. I'm trying to just burn through, finish up the degree, stay employed by getting my work done, and now, you know, doing the whole training thing 3 days a week. I'm just trying to do a lot, and I really don't have time to spend like an hour or more a day doing all the posts for the podcast and the podcast itself. And I'm pretty much not even using social media the last 2 weeks. I really haven't even used social media. Like, I've used, I think, Facebook. Like, I will literally just log in, scroll through for like a minute or two, and then close it. I haven't even opened TikTok in 2 weeks. Instagram, I've opened once in 2 weeks. Twitter. I don't even open Twitter anymore. I just look at the notifications. great times. It reminds me of back in like June or July, someone Gary V, I think it was, he did a video about where for December you just cut off social media through all December. I forgot what he called it, but Basically, like, you do 30 days of no social media. I'm not gonna do that, but I am limiting my social media and things like that, just because I just straight up don't have time to look at that, you know? The only times that I do have time are like on the train, but then I don't get internet on the train because there's no cell service. So the only chance that I do have to use the internet, I don't have internet. So I just listen to audiobooks on the train. So basically, I'm trying to get my shit together. And that's why there's been limited podcast, and it's going to continue to be limited until I graduate. So I believe it's around the 15th of December, give or take a few days. Yeah, so 16 December I will be back. Hopefully to like somewhat of a normal thing, but then you got Christmas and New Year's, a week later, week or two later. So, I would expect not to have a normal schedule until January. Just life is crazy right now. I'm trying to get my shit together, because I can't really talk about how to be a better person unless I am a better person, you know? So, I can't really talk about how to deal with your mental health when I'm fucking struggling, you know? So, I have had, you know, months and months and months of where I was doing really well with my mental health, and so I was able to easily talk about it. But in the times where I'm struggling, the podcast has to basically be put on hold because I can't talk about how easy it is when I'm fucking struggling, you know? Anyway, hope you guys have a wonderful morning. I will see you when I see you. If you message me on if you message me on Facebook or Twitter, I will answer, you know, I'll reply. So you can message, you know, in the breaks between the podcast, you can message on there and I'll answer. I'm just a little bit too busy. I have too much on my plate right now, and it's not like this is a full-time job. It doesn't even make any money. It just costs money to do this. So, love y'all. If you need anything, let me know. And I will see you when I see you.